tomorrow and yesterday and the future days. We're thankful for that. Lord, we know there's a lot of hurting, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering in our world today, and we pray that folks would turn to you. As you have said, and as you talk through the book of Amos, you brought many things upon the people trying to get them to turn back, and they would not. And then you said, well, just prepare to meet me. Just prepare to meet me. So, Lord, we pray that people would turn, people would fall down, people would receive Christ as Savior, people would rededicate their lives, people would act like they serve you and be the prodigals and come back home. We pray for a great movement of the Holy Spirit today in our service, touching many hearts. And Father, we do pray for these on our list. Only you know each one and can touch each one and know everyone's needs. We're thankful we have you to go to. We can open up and tell you things that we can't tell other people, but we can tell you, and you understand, and you are there with us, and you're there for us. Help us now. Thank you for this church. This church stands as a beacon in this community, pointing people to Jesus Christ, working with people, trying to reach them, trying to get them to see, trying to get them to understand and to understand that you are the light of the world and that it is a dark world we live. Help us now today. Guide us and direct us, and let there be just blessings flowing like water from a fountain, flooding our souls and reminding us that you are the giver of life, you are the sustainer of life, you are life, and we praise you for blessing us with the truth. Thank you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And forgive the preacher, Miss Susan had to have her heart, her pacemaker replaced, and I asked and then didn't get her on the prayer list. My bad. But we'll be praying for you to continue to come on. She says it's all good, and we just thank them for being here today. And y'all be sure and introduce yourself to them after the service. And I just want to ask y'all something, because I know because of COVID, some of you not been able to fly. Some of you not been able to go across state lines, and you kind of had to stay close to home. And I know that's why none of you probably went to the National Quartet Convention this weekend, this week. Did anybody go to the National Quartet Convention in Pigeon Forge? Well, I got good news for you. We brought it to y'all. Amen. Miss Bev and Rachel and Mr. Jim, they was there this week, and we met them back in April. And I was just joking last night, but they took me serious. I told Rachel and Mona that the only way we could have church this morning, Mona had to sit on that side, and she had to sit on this side. We couldn't have them together, so, and they took me serious. But we're glad to have them here this morning, and it's Miss Bev McCain and Friends is what they go by. Also, they have the Music City Quartet, and they also have Zenith Studio, where they produce a lot of music. They do a lot with Shellum and Zach, and also a TV show there in Nashville. It's a lot going on there, and they're here today to bring us before the Lord. Now, I had everybody ask me, how come you got coming soon? Because they're coming soon in just a minute. I want to read some scripture first, okay? But I just wanted y'all to know that, we got a music service today. So if you'll take your Bibles and turn with me to John chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. We want to read them. And it says here in God's Word, it says that Jesus heard that they had put him out of the synagogue. Here's what happened. There was a man that was born blind. Jesus had been in the temple, and the Pharisees decided to stone Jesus for what he was teaching, preaching, and who he said he was. And the word says that Jesus hid himself from them and went out from there. So as Jesus went out, can you imagine going to church and spending an hour, or if I'm preaching 2 hours, in church and leave, and Jesus had hid himself from you? Sometimes it's because our heart's not ready when we come to church. So Jesus leaves, and he's walking along, and what happens, it says he's seen a blind man who had been blind from birth. And the disciple says, who sinned, this man or his parents? And Jesus says, neither. It ain't his fault he's blind. He didn't do anything. It's sin's fault. It's the fall. It's disease. But it's not his fault, but guess what? It's going to be used for the glory of God. Why? God's going to do a work in his life. And so Jesus spits, takes, and makes some clay in the mud and puts on his eyes. Now get this, this man is blind, can't see, and he's sitting there. Jesus puts mud on his eyes and tells him to go wash. So he gets up and goes wash, and it's a play on words there, in Siloam, the pool of Siloam, which is really called Sent. Hezekiah built that and sent the water from the creek under the wall so that if Jerusalem was seized, they could have this water. And it's Sent. So there's two things going on here. He sent the man to the creek Sent because Jesus was sent by God to do a work in this man's life. Do you see where Jesus is going with this? So he's teaching as this man goes. But now, can you imagine if that man didn't think that he was blind and he just sitting there and Miss Bev come up and said, Wes, why are you sitting there like that with your mud on your eyes? Well, this man told me I was blind. He put mud on my eyes. He told me to believe him and to go wash and I could see. What, are you going to go wash? No, because I ain't ever seen before. Really don't know if I'll get to see then. Isn't that the way we do in life sometimes? But what Jesus told this man was, not only did the man know he was blind, he had never been able to see, but Jesus told him he had a cure for that. So the man believed Jesus, he's healed, and then everybody starts questioning. They questioned Jesus' deity. First of all, they said, hey, this man's a sinner. He made this. You know why Jesus, it's a lot of debate about this. You know why Jesus spit in the dirt and made clay? So they could accuse him of doing something God didn't want him to. That's why John included that. Jesus, they said he worked. If he was really from God, he'd know God don't do things this way. So they questioned Jesus' deity. Then they called the man's parents together and said, hey, was he really blind from birth? We don't think so. Even the neighbor says, I don't think that's him. It looks like him, but I don't think it's him. Because guess what? They was questioning Jesus' power. Have you ever seen somebody's life changed? I mean radically changed. Turned all the way around and you can't believe it. And you start thinking, well, maybe they wasn't as bad as I thought they was. Or they got help. Or their parents gave them some money. Or you would come up with all these things. You know what changes a life? A changed heart. And Jesus Christ, when he changes a heart, that changes a life. And a changed life will change a family. Changed family will change a community. Changed community will change the world. So they question Jesus' deity. Is he really from God? Well, yes. Well, has he got the power to change my life? I don't know what's going on in your life this morning, but Jesus can change it. And guess what? Sometimes he doesn't change it as fast as you want him to. That's just the truth of God's word. But he will be with you every step of the way till he does make that change. And lastly, what did they question? Jesus' method. They asked the man a second time, how did he do it? You know what that man told him? He says, whether this man's a sinner or not, I don't know, but one thing I know, I was blind and now I see. One thing I know, I was a sinner with a wrecked life, and it ain't wrecked no more. Jesus got me out of the ditch. So when they heard that this man was standing up for Jesus, that he was defending Jesus' deity, defending Jesus' power, and defending the method that Jesus used to change his life, they threw him out of church. Can you imagine getting thrown out of church because you're on Jesus' side? But guess what? When we stand up for Jesus, we might be opposed, but Jesus will never leave us by ourselves. And this is where this picks up. It said Jesus heard that they put him out and finding him. He said, do you believe in the Son of Man? You know why Jesus used this word, Son of Man? God sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, to take on flesh, to live the life we should have lived, die the death we deserved, be buried, raised again to a resurrected life so we know that we have forgiveness if we ask, if we believe, that we can live that new life. That's what the Son of Man means. It means he is God in flesh. He says, do you believe in the Son of Man? And he answered, who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him? And Jesus says to him, verse 37, you have both seen him, and he is the one who's talking with you now. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Imagine this. The man's blind. Jesus walks up, tells him he's blind, tells him, I'm gonna heal you so you can see, puts mud on his eyes, sends him to the pool. He takes, washes the mud off. He can see. And everybody's asking him what happened. He has not yet seen Jesus. We miss that in this text. He believed Jesus. Jesus did a miracle work in his life, but he still hadn't seen Jesus. Ain't that the way it is when we first get saved? How'd you get saved? I asked Jesus to forgive me. I asked Jesus to take control of my life. A burden was lifted. I can't explain it, but I know I'm saved. I know Jesus has got me. I know Jesus is controlling my life because he's keeping me in fences, keeping me from doing the things I used to do. Well, how's that possible? I don't really know. The more you talk about it like this man did, the more you understand what God is doing in your life and who Jesus Christ is. He continued to tell people what he knew about Jesus. Do you know what it is to witness to someone? Just give your testimony. You ain't got to know everything. You just tell them what Jesus did yesterday in your life. There's a lot of hurting people out there that, first of all, they don't know they're lost. You got to tell them, Jesus let me know I was lost. Do you know we often sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I was lost and I'm found. I was blind and now I see. Do you realize that if Jesus didn't first of all tell us we was a sinner, we'd never know we needed his grace? You need to tell people. My life won't always like this. But I met Jesus and asked him to forgive me and he changed my life. And it didn't happen overnight. And I didn't understand everything. But every day with Jesus, I learn more and more about him. And he teaches me more and about who he wants me to be. So as this man professed Jesus, saw him, here's the part I love. He fell down and he worshiped him. You know why we don't worship Jesus like we should in church? Because we don't come to church thirsty. Do you know who gets their thirst the most satisfied? The person that's the thirstiest. The other day when it was so hot, I was doing something out in the yard for them dogs. Y'all know I got them puppies. They killing me. And I realized the reason I felt so bad, I hadn't drank nothing all day. And I was really, really thirsty and dehydrated. I went in the house and got a bottle of Aquafina, opened it up, and drank the whole bottle. Y'all ain't going to believe this, but do you know that when I was drinking that, I did not care that it was processed with reverse osmosis? All I cared was I had something to drink. When we get saved, all we care about is we met the man who could change our life, Jesus Christ. And when we realize he's changed our life, we want to worship him. So this morning, we're going to worship. We're going to have some original tunes, some familiar hymns, some contemporary sound, some cowboy music. We're going to have a whole variety. But here's what music does for us. It brings into remembrance what God has done for us. And it makes us thirsty as we think about God. And then when we leave here, we want to go tell people about him. Let us pray. Kind Father, we thank you for this day. And I just ask now, Lord, as we go into this song service, that you would just guide, direct, bless us, that you would just be with Miss Rachel, Mr. Jim, be with Miss Bev, Lord. And I just pray that you would just lift our hearts up into your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all come and bring us. Thank y'all. Y'all give them a big hand.
We're going to start off with something they don't even know what we're starting off with. And but we're going to do it. All right, Jim.
Much like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. Then Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Are y'all set free? Let's see it.
Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness and life have drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too. Glory to God, I'm going through. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Now, I was one. Good morning. All right, much, much better. Woo. All right, well, it is so good to be here with y'all. I just love your pastor. They are so sweet. He is just so wonderful, and his wife, Mona, is just wonderful. We have been anticipating this since April.
That's right.
We had just been so excited. So, are y'all having a good day? Amen. Smile. It makes life a lot better. Well, we have, like you said, a variety of stuff. And we're just going to mainly share Jesus. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. That's what we're here for, is just to celebrate Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one that sets us free. He is the one that gives us joy. He is the one that puts a smile on your face. And if you don't have a smile on your face, you better check on inside and say, how come I'm not smiling today? How many of you had a rough week? A couple of us. I've had one. Even though I was at Quartet Convention, didn't mean that the world stopped happening, right? This world's crazy. So we're just going to have a good time, and we're going to put a smile on your face. Hopefully, when you leave here, you'll have a smile in your heart and a smile on your face. And you can do, as Pastor said, get out there and tell somebody about Jesus. Because I'm telling you, the world is looking. They're searching, and they're looking for hope. And if you have Jesus, you have the answer. That's what I tell people every day on my show, on my radio show. I said, people, you got to share Jesus. You got to share the love that's in your heart, because you've got the answer that the world is looking for. Woo! All right. Well, let's move forward. Are y'all ready? Okay. You're ready. I'm ready. They're ready.
Fly away,
where I'll fly away, oh.
feel like you're in a Catholic church. It's time to get up.
You haven't taken off yet.
We have.
That was a runway. There we go.
Off and I'm wearing ones that have straps.
Oh, well, there you go. We'll keep you in your shoes
You're
today.
Keeping me in my shoes today.
Well, she's had her caffeine. Have y'all had yours?
Yeah.
We're going to bring Ms. Rachel up here, and she, I'm telling you, it's caffeine. Okay, so we are going to let Ms. Rachel sing you a song called Drenched in God's Love.
Where will we be without God's almighty love? Amen. We're singing, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. I am washed, I am washed, I am drenched in love. All souls atoned by the blood of the Lamb. I'm not a slave to what once held me damned. How beautiful that cleansing flood. I am washed, I am washed, I am drenched in love. We're singing, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. I am washed, I am washed, I am drenched in love. Oh, 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 oh. All filth made clean in that crimson sea. I'm not ashamed of what once shackled me. How infinite that grace divine. I am free, I am free, I am a child of God. We're singing, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. I am washed, I am washed, I am drenched in love. In the blood of Jesus, how priceless, how precious, there is power in the blood of Jesus. Power, power, wonder-working power in I was buried deep with Christ my Lord. Now I am raised to life forevermore. My name's been carved upon his heart. No, not death, no, not hell could ever keep us apart. We're singing, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. I am washed, I am washed, I am drenched in love. I am washed, I am washed, I am drenched in love. I am washed, I am washed, I am drenched in love. Praise God. Amen.
When I smile, when I frown, when my world turns upside down, when I reach the goal, when I miss the mark, I'm so glad God is looking at my heart. When I'm good, when I'm bad, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, and when it looks like I'm about to fall apart, I'm so glad God is looking at my heart. I'm rough around the edges, but he looks deep within. He's only concerned about what's underneath my skin. When I'm high, when I'm low, when I stay or when I go, and when my songs are hit nowhere near the chart, I'm so glad God is looking at my heart. Aren't you glad?
I'm glad when I look in the mirror, he's looking at me in here.
Where my hair? In the world, I'm so glad God is looking at my heart. I may not look the same as you, I may do things you never do. He made us differently to play our different part. I'm so glad God is looking at my heart. Don't you know I'm rough around the edges, but he looks deep within. He's only concerned about what's underneath my skin. Some are big, some are small. May the Lord, he loves us all. It doesn't matter if you're dumb or super smart like Rachel. I'm so glad God is looking at my heart. Oh, I'm glad God is looking at my heart. I'm so glad God is looking at my heart.
Thank you.
Amen. Told you, we're giving you a variety. Look
that set me free. Come on now. Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned. I've let this world pull me down when I know. My forgiveness was paid on that cross. Grace and mercy was given.
Got the drum beating off. Well, you guys having fun yet?
Oh, yeah.
We are. We are having a good time because we didn't get out very much last year. Nope. They wouldn't let us go. They said, no, you got to stay home. And we said, we don't want to. But we had to. So now this year we're out and about, and it's just so fun to keep. I've been so busy. My husband says, who are you? When are you coming home? No, actually, he's in Arizona. He left while I was gone. And I said, well, where are you going? He had a plane accident. He didn't have a plane. He directs. He's over that. And so there was a plane accident in Arizona. And so he had to fly out there because if there's fatalities and stuff like that, then he has to go and kind of handle the media and all that stuff. So he's out there. So you might want to pray. There's two people that died. So we don't know them, but you know what? They have families. And it was, you might have seen it. I don't know if you've seen it on the news. I haven't watched the news, but it was an airplane and a helicopter. And the people in the helicopter did not make it. So we just need to say a prayer for the families of those people and their loved ones. Because it's very unexpected and it's always no fun. So if you think about that, the Lord knows who they are. And so we just say prayers for them and pray for my husband. He has to deal with that and the air traffic controllers that have to deal with all of that, and it's very hard on them when there's fatalities because sometimes there's nothing they can do, but yet they still go through all of that. So say a prayer for them guys out there. You know what? I think...
He's got that look, Dan. We know what's coming?
Probably not. We're going to... You know, Pastor was talking about the blind man and everything, and it's kind of interesting because I've been studying about this some of the same things. It's been so exciting when you started talking about that last night. I was like, my head just started spinning around. And I was like, this is so cool. And he was going to John and 6. I was over in John 4 where he went to the Samaritan woman and he said to draw some water. And she says, what? Me? I'm Samaritan. You're not supposed to talk to me. And he said, I am supposed to talk to you. You are my child and I'm going to redeem you. And so, you are his children, and he's here to redeem you. He said, what did he say? He said, if you will draw water for me, I'm going to give you the water of life. Life more abundant and free that you will never thirst again. You won't have to drink Aquafina. You can drink Fiji. I'm so kidding. But anyway, I like Fiji myself. But that's not what I'm talking about. It's talking about the Spirit of the Lord. And he said he would give us the Spirit of Jesus that would save us, redeem us, and we would never thirst again. Isn't that awesome? And just like the blind man, he went to redeem him. I tell you, folks, we need to get ready. There's some good stuff coming. I believe we're getting ready to have a great revival and see some mighty great things. And then we're going to see Jesus. It's not too far away. No. I get excited when I think about that. I'm not excited too much about what we might go through, but I'm excited about seeing Jesus. So either way, whatever happens, I'm going to win. How about you? Amen? You know, we're going to sing this song. It's a worship song. I don't do this in the middle very often, but we're going to do it today. Rachel's like, oh, no.
She had her caffeine, too.
This, we just played this a little bit. When I say master, and if you know it, you sing it. By the next second round, you might know it.
Jesus, He
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. How about angels?
I mean, how many people go through your life and you think, God can't be in this? Where is he? There's a lot of years of my life I wondered that before I got saved. You know, mom married many times and moving, changing, you think. You know, then I got saved, and then Satan got into my home when I was leading church music, and they kicked me out that they had to park because she wouldn't reconcile. And so I found myself again places I didn't need to be, but church seemed to be closed to me, but that was Satan doing those things. But I realized God knows all. Just like Moses, he allowed me to go out to a desert so he can get me one-on-one to build me back up. So I know no matter what you're going through, there's a God's angel sitting beside you waiting to help you through whatever you're going to do. That's what we're here for. There is an altar here, right, Pastor?
Yes, sir.
And we're not here to give a concert. So if God's moving in your heart, what are you doing? It's here. You come. Your pastor's here. We'll come down. We have to. That's what we're here for. There's angels about right now. You may not know. Keeping things from you or ready to help you with something as you recognize that need. I cannot see, I've always made the right choice. And in time to try to walk away from everything I know. When I look back, I see things I'm ashamed of. Cause I knew that deep inside of me, I was not where I belong. I ponder how I made it through those hard times. Never got so far away that I could not see home. God told I try to go to my own thing, but somehow I could not cross that line where I knew all hope was gone. There must be angels watching over me, trying to shield me from the harm that I can't see. Though there's dangers all around me, I feel safe beneath their wings. There must be angels watching over me. God, you might think I've got it made, and you think that you give anything to be upon this stage, but you can't see the demons that I battle, or the constant struggles that I face as I walk this narrow way. Must be angels watching over me, trying to shield me from the harm that I can't see. Though there's angels all around me, I feel safe beneath their wings. There must be angels.
Must be angels
watching over me. God knows that we're not strong enough to make it all alone. He sends out his angel to help us make it home. There must be angels watching over me, trying to shield me from the harm that I can't see.
dangers all around me, I feel safe beneath their wings. There must be angels watching over me. There must be angels watching over me.
There were some of you too that speak to you. We can take care of today. Thank you, Chief.
Far be it for me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well. It is well. So let go, my soul, and trust. Waves and wind still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and wind still know his name. With
Heaven is a city built by jewels red. Its beauty is a splendor yet untold. If you neglect salvation, you'll never enter in. You'll never ever walk those streets of gold. So don't overlook salvation while living here in sin. Someday it may be too late to pray. While we walk this weary way, but Jesus said he'd every burden bear. Go keep your eyes upon you and your soul filled with his power, for you know he's surely coming soon. Say, be ready, for you know not when the hour. He may come at morning, night, or noon. So keep your eyes upon him and your soul filled with his power, for you know he's surely coming soon. So don't overlook salvation while living here in sin. Someday it may be too late to pray. Someday when you need him, he may not let you in. How awful if he should turn you away. How awful if he should turn you away. Don't let it happen.
Amen. Whew. You feel better yet? Amen. We're going to, I'm kind of lost on time, and are we okay on time? Okay. I had a timeline, but then I wasn't sure when that timeline started, so now I'm kind of lost. So we're just going to go until Pastor says, no, I'm kidding. Five more minutes? Oh, Lord, we're in trouble. Oh, she's got a mint. She said we could stay till dinner. Okay, well, we're going to sing a couple more. We're going to sing a couple more songs. And she told us earlier, she had to sing, I've got a mint. I said, so she's got a mint. Okay, I'm going to sing a song real quick. I think you'll like it. Our goal is to be like Jesus, right? This is such a simple little song, but it will get in your head, I hope. Get ready, Jim. Second verse. Though my day was filled with woe, 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 I will never cease to
I was on a very slow horse.
That was good.
I was on a very slow horse. Just trying to get that out, you know.
You got it, man. You finally
sometimes
got it.
It takes a little while.
Okay, let's do it.
Verses. Quick story. Can I take like 1 minute? So we were out in California. Okay, she manages me. It's a tough road.
This anyway. Is a very true story.
Okay, so typically we either start or end with that song. Those verses.
We didn't do either one today.
Did we? No, did I do them all right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a miracle. All right, so we're out in California at her high school friend's church. Okay. You know, she hadn't seen him in 20 years?
30.
30, okay. So anyway, we're there, and we have had the invitation, you know, Pastor, and, you know, we're only human people, okay? Y'all do know that, right? Okay, so we're only human, and that song, they said, we're going to end the service, we're going to end with this. She keys up that song. I make it through the first verse. No problem. They do their little turnaround thing, you know. We get to the second verse. Sometimes she has to feed me words. I know y'all didn't know that. So I looked at her because I could. The verse went, whoop, there it went. It flew. I'm not from here, y'all. I'm from Alabama. Okay, so it went, whoop, and I looked at Bill.
It went, whoop.
And it went, whoop, with her, too. So I looked over at Jim, and Jim's like, I got nothing. And so I'm like, whew. So it just kind of, you know, went away, and we came in on the last little line there. I came in. It's like God went, whoop, there it is. So it came in. Well, Jim, being the gentleman that he is, could have covered for us at the booth when we were selling our CDs and stuff. And the these two ladies came up and said, that was the best show. It's kind of like Lucy and Ethel. Okay, that was the best show. That was amazing. That song was amazing. Jim said, that was real. You can't make that stuff up.
That's for sure.
That is the honest truth here standing on the altar, Pastor.
Just don't stand there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Neil. Sorry, Neil.
Can I tell you, my prayer life's been better since then?
They really thought we did it on purpose, but we didn't. It was something else. I was like, oh, Lord, I can't even remember those words. Been singing them for 50 years.
So we never know how that song's going to turn out, ever.
Well, have you been blessed today? Awesome. That is the main goal. That's the main goal, because if you don't leave better than you got here, then we didn't do our job right. But, you know, there's a song that Jim sings, Just As I Am, and it's not the original one that you're thinking of, and I'm going to have him come up and do that. But, you know, as Pastor comes up, and, you know, there's things in our life, there's things that we go through, there's things that we're all facing, things that trouble us, things that kind of just set us sideways, and sometimes we just need to come to Jesus, and just as we are, just everything that's going on, and let him take care of it, just like he did with the blind man, just like he did with the woman at the well, and just like he wants to do with your life today, just like he does every day if we let him. And I have found that this last year has brought a lot of people to the surface of like, do I really trust Jesus with my life? Am I going to bow down to the fear of everything that's going around, or am I going to take a stand for what God says to do and to live for him no matter what? No matter what people tell me, no matter what is going on in this world, am I going to take a stand and live for Jesus? And don't get me wrong, that I'm not talking about mask, I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm not talking about shots, I'm not talking about mask, I'm not talking about anything particular. I'm talking about what's going on in our world, what's going on in Washington, what's going on in your world. There's a lot of stuff going on, and Satan's on the rampage. You know why he's on the rampage? Because his time is short. And we've got to take that stand. And just as we are, every day we have to come to the Lord. And we have to say, Jesus, here I am, just as I am. I might be messed up. I might be having a good day. But no matter how you come, Jesus is going to meet you. And he's going to walk with you, and he's going to talk with you. He wants you to be like him. And all he asks us to do is to strive for that every day. And he said he'll take care of the rest. We take one step, he'll take five. Amen? Jim, and then Pastor.
I was lost and aimlessly searching. Lord knows I was one lonely man. And he came along like that old gospel song. He took me just as I am. Just as I was about to lose hope, just as I'd come to the end of my road, it turned me around with one touch of his hand, and God saved me just as I am. It's amazing he saw the light shining through the darkness that life had let me in. I thank heaven above you took me just as I was, and you loved me just as I am. Just as I was about to lose hope, just as I'd come to the end of my road, you turned me around with one touch of your hand, and you just saved me just as I am. You turned me around with one touch of your hand, and your love saved me just as I am.
Have you had a good time? Y'all give Miss Bev and Mr. Jim and Miss Rachel a big hand. There's so much truth in the words of these songs. I hope y'all was thinking about it as it was going along. You know, I was talking about that folks would question you about your salvation. I said they'd question the deity of Christ. If you remember, that's how the songs opened up. It was talking about the deity of Christ, talking about the master. When I call him master, it's talking about Jesus being your best friend. But also, he's talking about the power of Christ and the power that he has in your life. If you remember, they were singing their version of the wondrous working power of the blood. Nothing changes a life but the blood of Jesus Christ. And you need to stand up for that. And then the method. You know how God finds us? You know how God saves us? It's not them rough edges. He looks into your heart. You know, he told Samuel that God doesn't look at the outward appearance of man, but looks in his heart. But just like the blind man, God is so gracious to us that he lets us look into our heart and see how lost we are and how much we need Jesus. And all our services, the Holy Spirit guides us and plans them. And I hope you enjoyed this music. Did you enjoy this music? I hope you enjoyed the Word of God. And I want you to understand something. Did you worship today? I want you to understand something that we miss, that Miss Bev was hitting on out of chapter 4, that we always miss. The last phrase said, and he worshiped him. We often think that God saved us so we wouldn't go to hell. We often think God saved us because we deserve it. We often think God saved us because we're pretty good people. We often think God saved us because, well, they're our family. Do you know why God saved you? To restore worship. He says in Ezekiel, it's not for your name, it's for my name that I'm about to act. Ezekiel chapter 36. Jesus found a blind man on the side of the road and restored his physical sight so that they would question him, so that Jesus could restore his spiritual sight. Jesus says in chapter 4 to the woman on the well, he says, but the time is coming, the hour, and it is now, that true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. Colon, another little phrase explaining that, says, for such worshipers God seeks. If you want to have a good time at church, come seeking to worship God. Let us pray. Kind Father, we thank you that today through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, being empowered by your Spirit, being equipped with your Word, that you use the talents, the music, to lift us up into your presence. Lord, to refresh us, renew us. Lord, to give us a fresh vision of you as Creator, as you as Redeemer, as you as a lover of mankind. Lord, of your grace and of your truth. And Lord, when we leave this place, when people asked us what we did today, let us tell them we got our worship on. That, Lord, we worshiped Almighty God who sent His Son, who died for us so that we would not perish, but so that we could be restored to worship you. Lord, help us as we leave this place to let our worship continue. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, amen. Thank y'all so much for coming. Y'all be sure and check out the CDs back there. Y'all can keep worshiping riding down the road. Amen. And talk to Miss Bev about how to find out more about them and maybe go online and find some stuff that they have. She'll be in the back. We still aren't passing the offering plates, but you got a bucket in the front and a bucket in the rear. Thank y'all so much for coming. Don't forget, Wednesday night, Pastor James is going to tell us about the things that's coming our way. Amen. Amen. Thank you.